Good morning. A strong west-northwesterly breeze picked up overnight, and that's producing heavy lake effect snows downwind of Lake Ontario in the western parts of the Adirondacks and the Tug Hill Plateau area. Snowfall will be up around 1 to 2 feet by later on this afternoon and into the evening. Lake effect snow warnings are out for these areas. Elsewhere in interior New York and New England, maybe a few passing flurries and snow showers as a weak disturbance passes through, reinforcing the cold air that started to build in last night. So we'll have some sunshine mixed with cloud cover from time to time, and temperatures mainly in the middle to upper 20s, some places reaching 30, but with that gusty west-northwest breeze, it'll feel colder throughout the afternoon. Still a few snow showers around tonight and heavier squalls downwind of the Great Lakes. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy and continued breezy with temperatures mainly in the lower to middle teens. Some places will be closer to zero and everyone will be near or even below zero with the wind chill overnight tonight. High pressure will keep it dry and very cold tomorrow with the heart of the coldest air over top of us and a mix of sun and clouds. Highs will struggle to get out of the lower 20s. On Friday, another weak disturbance will pass through with a few flurries and snow showers, otherwise mostly cloudy, with highs back into the middle and upper 20s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the west and south, where another storm system will emerge out of the Mississippi Valley and through the Tennessee Valley. It will head toward the mid-Atlantic coast and then up the eastern seaboard. As this occurs, clouds will increase and thicken on Saturday, and there's a good chance of light snow by the end of the day. The snow will come down steadily, if not moderately, overnight Saturday night and into Sunday morning, and most folks will wake up with at least a few inches of snow on Sunday morning. Temperatures over the weekend will be in the 20s on Saturday and reach the lower 30s on Sunday. Behind the system as we dry it out early next week, temperatures will go back into the 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, lake effect snow warnings are in effect downwind of Lakes Erie and Ontario. The first big lake effect event of the season will drop about 1 to 2 feet of snow in locations that line straight up with the persistent snow bands. Winter weather advisories, meanwhile, have been issued for parts of the Midwest, including Chicago. A weak disturbance is expected to produce snowfall of 3 inches or less in these locations. And wind chill advisories and warnings remain in effect for the upper Midwest and northern plains. Wind chill values in northern Minnesota and Wisconsin could be as low as 30 to 45 below zero. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Tripoli in Libya at 5:09 a.m. Eastern Time last Thursday. The last report of hail was at Niigata Airport in Japan at 4:27 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 6 below zero, with a west wind at 46 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 47 below zero. In Albany on the hour, scattered clouds and 24 degrees, the dew point 7, 48% relative humidity, a southwest wind at 14 gusting to 21 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.14 inches, and it is currently on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Fort Pierce and Plant City, both in Florida, to a low of 33 below zero at International Falls, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds in the lower 30s, Boston increasing clouds and windy in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers and highs in the middle 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 35 degrees, the low 19, the average temperature 27, that's 3 degrees below normal. We had 4/100ths of an inch of liquid equivalent precipitation yesterday, amounting to 6/10ths of an inch of snow, bringing the monthly total to 1.3 inches, which is 2.2 inches of snow below normal, and 3.4 inches of snow for the season now, which is 2.9 inches of snow below normal. There were 38 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 318, that's 9 below normal, and 1,688 for the season, which is 43 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 37 degrees. The average low, 23. The record high, 61, set in 1952. And the record low, 8 below zero in 1988. Sunrise this morning at 7:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:21 p.m. 9 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers and heavier lake effect squalls downwind of Lake Ontario today, highs in the mid to upper 20s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the lower teens, although closer to zero in the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers and heavier lake effect squalls downwind of Lake Ontario today, highs in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy with snow showers and squalls tonight and lows in the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few snow showers possible and lows in the lower to mid-teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Partly sunny and breezy today with scattered flurries and snow showers passing through. Highs in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few snow showers possible, and lows in the lower teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, lower 20s, a few flurries and snow showers Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy in the middle to upper 20s. Increasing clouds with snow developing Saturday afternoon in the mid-20s, snow Saturday night and Sunday morning, mostly cloudy and breezy in the afternoon Sunday, 31. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-20s on Monday, and a few snow showers Tuesday with high staying in the 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.